Is beside me.
We're here. The Oscars were announced. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1.
Everything
Entertainment. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, Ryan.
Hey.
So, The Shape of Water is leading with 13 nominations for the Oscars.
That's a lot.
I was surprised by that. And one of the reasons I'm surprised, not because I haven't heard that it was, you know, a good movie, I have never even seen a preview of this movie.
That's a fair point. I have seen nothing about it. I've only ever heard about it during award shows. That's it.
Yeah. And then, you know, reviews that you hear from people. It's like, oh, yeah, I saw it. It was lovely.
Ryan loved it.
I loved it. I did not know it would get this much praise.
I think it's great, though. Richard Jenkins, he's nominated for Best Actor. Sally Hawkins, she's amazing, for Best Actress. Dunkirk, haven't heard that in a while. Yeah.
That got a Best Picture nod?
Received 8, including Best Picture and Best Director for Christopher Nolan.
Cool.
So, pretty cool. One thing that people are saying is a snub is that Wonder Woman was left out of the Best Picture category. Best Picture nominees are... They've really opened it up.
Yeah, it can be anywhere from 5 to 10, I believe, to 10.
So we have all these familiar names: Call Me by Your Name, Darkest Hour, Dunkirk, Get Out, awesome, Lady Bird, Phantom Thread, The Post, Shape of Water, as mentioned, and Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Which, again, my complaint about that is it's not showing everywhere.
You have to go to Missouri to see it.
Yes,
it's the only place where it's showing.
Or it's Missouri. New Orleans. All right.
Yes, this is the time of year where it's just stacking up. Your list of movies to see is stacking up, but they're not so easy to see. I wish, you know what they should do? The Academy should do this, partner with the studios. If we nominate your movie for an Academy Award for Best Picture, we automatically make it available on demand, and I'm okay if you up the price. But that's a part of getting nominated, because we're going to boost your ticket sales in the theater.
I love it.
Means you have to pay $25 if you want to watch.
No, not
wait,
$25.
$25 if you want to watch The Post at home.
No.
Or Shape of Water at home. What do you want, $15?
Or under.
No, that's outrageous.
I would say $12.50 to $15.99.
No, but you have
that's
to pay
acceptable.
For the convenience of staying on your couch with your dog, with his goiter.
Not $25. That's ridiculous.
You know, they had a thing a couple years ago that they tried where they brand new movies, the same day that they went in theaters, were available at home for $49.99.
Bye.
And people said it's crazy, but once you ask Rufus to come over, and then Jen Jen's there too.
And then we do take a collection.
Absolutely. There's
$5
a cover charge.
Everybody.
It's like whenever you get together to watch a pay-per-view boxing match or a UFC fight, it's, hey, $10, get you a seat on the couch and some pizza. BYOB. Always in effect,
all right,
by the way,
but
BYOB.
Yeah, if you can get people to divvy up the money. Okay, listen, here's some more snubs, okay, and surprises.
Okay.
Greta Gerwig, she did land a Best Director nomination. That's outstanding.
For Lady Bird.
Absolutely. All right. So that's exciting. A snub would be I, Tanya, left out of Best Picture.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were expecting that.
A whole lot of buzz recently, too. You would have thought the campaigning would have been strong enough to get them a nomination.
Agreed. Well, count that as another blow for Tanya Harding. surprise, Jordan Peele for Best Director. I'm super excited for him for that.
That's so great. I wouldn't be surprised if he won. That movie, that was his directorial debut.
Yeah, he's so great.
And that movie was just so wonderfully suspenseful. If you have not yet seen Get Out, that is available on demand. You don't have to pay a ton of money to see. You can price it for $4 or $5. That's good. And if you don't like scary movies, just try this one anyways. It's a wonderful suspense, and the pacing is outstanding.
Yeah, it's good. I will agree with you on that. And keep this in mind. This is probably going to be the last time that you see Jordan Peele in an acting role.
You think he's...
Yeah, he won't. The plan is for him to just be behind the scenes.
Only direct from now
he
on?
He loves directing so much more than acting. He was just on CBS this Sunday morning.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
so he wants out. Surprise here, Christopher Plummer gets one for All the Money in the World. Good for him.
Denzel Washington, I know, Christopher Plummer stepping in for Kevin Spacey and then crushing it in that role, and he's getting all sorts of awards buzz, and now an Academy Award nomination for Best Actor.
Yeah.
Denzel Washington, actor in a leading role for Roman J. Israel Esquire. So put that one on my list of what now? that's a movie.
Say
that's
what?
A thing. I had no idea. I'd love to see it. I'm sure Denzel was great.
Yeah. Willem Dafoe, Woody Harrelson, Richard Jenkins, Sam Rockwell, Christopher Plummer for Best Supporting.
Oh, Meryl Streep. I'm sorry. Meryl Streep just nominated for her, what, 22nd Academy Award?
But she hasn't won that many.
She's only won three.
Yeah, that's not a lot.
I know, but she's not Susan Lucci. She has won
that's
a few.
True.
And she is nominated quite literally every year that she's in a movie. It's amazing. Her track record for being nominated in a year that she's in a movie, it is remarkable. She goes against Sally Hawkins in The Shape of Water, Margot Robbie from I, Tonya, so
oh,
I, Tonya got some love there, Frances McDormand from Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, and Saoirse Ronan for Lady Bird.
Oh,
let's pick a winner there. Let's hone in right there. Actress in a leading role for the Academy Awards is going to be held March the 4th. I'm going to pick a winner, and I'm going to say it is... It's going to be Frances McDormand. Yeah.
I hope it's Sally Hawkins.
That'd be fun.
I haven't even seen the movie, but I hope it's her because I loved her so much in that other movie that I told you about.
Not Paddington?
Maudie.
Oh, yeah.
You have to see this movie.
I know. I got to see it.
It might not be your kind of movie. It's kind of a downer.
Oh, yeah. That's right up your alley. You love that stuff.
I do.
Pour me a glass of wine and feel depressed.
I just want to feel. Is that so wrong?
I do want to see I, Tonya. Lady Bird, I'd like to see. Oh, you know what's cool? Actress in a supporting role. We're talking about the Academy Award nominations that just came out this morning. Really happy for Laurie Metcalf.
Absolutely.
She was in Lady Bird, but frankly, you remember her as Jackie in Roseanne, which is coming back to ABC in the month of March. I'm really, really happy for her. You know, incidentally, when I had a big debate about Roseanne with one of my siblings a number of years ago.
Yeah.
And part of that, I was saying like that the acting in Roseanne for sitcom acting was really, really outstanding. They had some highly dramatic notes and it wasn't over the top acting. It was a slice of life out of middle America.
Yeah.
And Jackie, played by Academy Award nominee Laurie Metcalf, was outstanding.
She and... oh my God, the husband,
John Goodman. Oh boy.
They were the best on that show.
He'd get frustrated in some moments, and there was such real anger that you would see fleshing itself out as a dad or as a husband,
yeah.
And you were like, whoa, that's, should we have been watching that?
I know, you feel like you're like watching something you're not supposed to be.
Oh, animated feature, by the way, Coco nominated. Coco, if you have not yet seen Coco, the latest Disney Pixar movie, so good.
Okay, good to know.
There you go.
Good to know. Okay, be careful on your way in today. It's not as bad, at least my experience was, it wasn't as bad as going home yesterday. I mean, we're looking at 17 inches of snow in Owatonna. We had more than a foot in the Twin Cities. Flights have been delayed. And
my father-in-law is in North Dakota. He was flying in from Hawaii yesterday.
Oh, wow.
He's in North Dakota, got on a plane a couple times, had to get back off, spent the night in Fargo.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, I think Lori and Julia, I don't know if they're back yet or not, but they were kind of stuck as well.
Somewhere.
So everybody be careful out there. When we come back, we're going to give you some of the things that make us go, No, we'll be right back. Hi, good morning and welcome back. Appreciate you listening. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment with things that make you go, You get the idea.
Yeah, sure. Some fun facts.
All right. Get a load of this, people. 56% of Americans will stop to do this.
They'll
stop in their tracks if they see this on the ground.
Oh, geez. This is a money grab.
Yep.
It better be a lot of money. It better be a buck. A buck or more.
56% of Americans say they will stop to pick up a penny if they see one on the street. And it doesn't matter how much money you make.
That's problematic.
People who make over $80,000 a year are just a tiny, teeny, teeny bit less likely to stop for a penny than those who make less than $40,000. Now, some of us might not stop for a penny, but we might stop for a dime.
No, no. I have a, unless it's green, don't bend over. Friends, you can throw your back out. Okay? Don't do it. This is a, there's a discrepancy here between the value of money and the value of time and physical effort. And all it right. is never worth it to bend over and grab a penny.
I picked up a penny coming in the office the other day. I pick up pennies all the time.
Oh, do you?
You're all a penny picker-upper?
I'm a penny picker-upper.
How often do you pick up pennies?
Every time I see a penny, I pick it up.
How often do you pick up pennies that you cross? Like once a week, twice a week? How often are there pennies on the ground?
At least, it's got to be at least
a Seinfeld episode.
It's got to be at least a once a month thing. I find a penny, pick it up. All day you have good luck. It doesn't matter what. If it's on that's
only pick it up if it's on heads. Only if it's on heads.
No, I pick it up either way. It doesn't matter to me. I'm not superstitious, but I am.
What do you do
I
with
do
your
like
pennies?
Money.
What do? You put them in your wallet?
No, I put the pennies with the other pennies.
But where? You have a jar?
Yeah, I got a jar of pennies.
Don't
you have
a penny
jar? Yeah, don't you have a change cup or jar?
Oh, for the love, you two. Hey, I have an uncle, my favorite uncle, Uncle Jim, who used
to
walk.
To the other
he
uncles.
Would work. He would walk like 10 miles a day, and he would collect. He would pick up coins on the ground. He ended up with like $60 at the end of like a month.
You know,
no lie.
I get it. I used to dig around in couch cushions. When we would have adults that would come over, my siblings and I would be licking our chops thinking, look at these dopes. They don't know that their pockets are just letting nickels run out
yes.
in between the cushions and they're never going to lift up a cushion. But we every time they left, we would pull up the cushions.
That's a great idea.
And
actually.
Reap the harvest. It was fabulous.
Oh.
But I don't carry coins, ever.
Most men don't, because they don't want it weighing down their
I don't want it sitting
pockets.
In my wallet. And then I have my wallet on in my back pocket. Arr,
oh,
and boy. I just don't want to be sitting on a mound of coins. I also don't carry cash, ever.
I okay, that's a whole other conversation.
Gotta have
you
cash.
Do.
Gotta have
no,
cash.
I don't think you do.
Cash is king.
Cash is king.
Oh,
you.
You know who says that?
Who?
Dave Ramsey.
See?
My financial guru.
Great minds think alike.
Debt is dumb. Cash is king. All right.
All right. What do you got?
I got something that'll make you. TV. Ray Romano. Ever heard of him?
I have.
You know him from Everybody Loves Raymond, of course. But had he been cast in another show, perhaps the Ray Romano we know and love today wouldn't be the Ray Romano we know and love today. Do you remember the 90s sitcom News Radio?
Yeah,
okay.
That was a good show.
It was a good show. It starred Phil Hartman and Dan...
What's his face? Love his work.
But get this, Ray Romano was originally cast in that. Then he was fired before the pilot when the producers decided to take the character in a different direction. After an actor named Greg Lee replaced him, he was also fired. Who ended up getting the role? Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
The role that Joe Rogan got.
I like
now Joe Rogan. Now Joe's got a podcast. Joe does play-by-play
yes.
for the UFC.
Mm.
But Joe Rogan and Ray Romano, they clearly took the character in a different
yes,
direction.
Yes, very much so. You know what show Ray Romano was this show?
Parenthood.
This is one of those shows, not Parenthood. It was before Parenthood.
On TNT with the four guys.
Love that
what was
show.
The name of that
so
show?
Men of a Certain Age.
Men of a Certain Age.
It was
never watched
such
that.
A good show. It's one of those shows where you're like, oh, please just let people watch it because it's so good. It kind of did have that Parenthood feel, that This Is Us feel. It was a really excellent show, and I'm so sad.
I got another fact. I'm
like, yeah. I got one too. All right, you go.
You go. No, you go.
Mine has to do with Meghan Markle, okay?
Oh,
Meghan
go.
Markle is about to become the bride of,
yes.
of Prince Harry. And apparently a list just was released, a comprehensive list of the gifts that the royal family receives throughout the calendar year. She received her first gift as a royal fiancé via Prince Harry, who accepted it in November on behalf of Meghan and Prince. Anyway, it came from Finland. So he gets all this stuff like a wristwatch, a bottle of gin, a candle holder, an ice hockey jersey, a hat, a tin of biscuit. You get the idea.
Yeah.
They gave her
mm-hmm.
an apron.
Hashtag me too. Hashtag time's
right?
up.
Right? I know. What's she supposed to do with an apron? I'm sure they think it's because she liked to cook and they had a story about when they got engaged, they were cooking chicken.
Oh, it's adorable that she doesn't yet know that she'll never cook again.
Right.
Has she not yet been told about the servants that will be working there, the full-time service staff that they'll have living in their residence?
They haven't told the people in Finland is what the deal is.
Oh, let Finland know.
All right, so that's my, good one, Finland. What you got?
Ducks quack in different accents depending on where they're from.
They do not.
Yes, they do, Donna.
No, they don't.
Donna. Don't make me go to the paper. I have paper in my hand, and it's printed there. Ducks quack in different accents depending on where they're from. Do a duck quack. Oh, my gosh.
Stop. God.
Please. That started off so embarrassing and then extremely offensive.
Here, let me try it with my mouth this time.
Oh, me.
Quack.
Anyway, ducks quack in different accents. Oh, gosh. Oh, man.
Oh, my God. They do not. I don't believe that. I'm not going to give you a on that one. So does that mean our dogs bark in different accents?
I don't know.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Hey, January voting.
Oh,
it's happening right now.
Round one is underway. It's one of the regions, but I can tell you this. Josh Lay is one of our January candidates. He's going to join us next to try to woo you,
yes,
to win
woo!
Your vote over. Cute animals are on his side. We'll talk to him next. It's My Talk 107.1.
We are back. Thank you so much for listening to My Talk 107.1. We are Everything Entertainment. We are Team Donna and Steve. Mr. Manuary 2018 is underway.
Heating up.
Go and vote for Team DS. That's how we're listed.
We were 1-for-2 yesterday. Marcotte from Twin Cities Live. He came through with a win. He beat Chef Daniel Green, who is just a fabulous guy. He of Team Loj. Bob Umhafer did not make it through to round two. But you know what I got to say? Quick shout out to Bob. So Bob was diagnosed with brain cancer 18 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was asking him before we got off the air with him, what would you say to everybody out there, no matter whatever their lot in life happens to be at this moment, about how they should live? And he said, engage. And that word really resonated with me. And I was thinking about it. So anyways, yesterday was a real long day. And I got home at the after that long commute and all that stuff.
Yeah, you did have a long day.
And immediately thought, I need to get out there and play with the kids because it's snow. So there was one side of me that was like, oh, just go lay on the couch. And I thought, I just should go out, play with the kids right now, engage
Make
with
memories.
Them, hang out with them, you know, whatever, you'll sleep later. And I thought of Bob. Bob made me create a really fun time last night with my kids, and I just had a blast hanging with them.
Amazing guy. And
yeah,
he also, you definitely have to check out his article that we linked up on our show links page that he wrote for the Pioneer Press about living. And also, I think he has a benefit coming up as well.
Yes.
Any day now, if not today. And we'll link up his GoFundMe page as well, because he's just an outstanding person, regardless of whether or not he made it through here. But speaking of outstanding guys, we've got another guy on our team who happens to be the Minnesota Zoo's Communication and Media Relations Manager. You may recognize him because he's been on with various shows, bringing in animals. And of course, he was instrumental in planning this year's My Talk 107.1 Project Down and Dirty at the Zoo. Say good morning to Josh Lay. Hey, Josh.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
All right, Josh, I'm just going to give you the cold, hard numbers right out of the gates. Right now, it is you're down 69% to 31%. Matt McLaughlin is Team Jason and Alexis. So Jason and Alexis, they're off the air now. So it was, you know, natural for them to take an early lead. And now this is our chance to come back. So for folks who don't know you, let them know what does your day-to-day look like working at the zoo, working with these animals?
Sure. So actually, I'm one of the many positions at the zoo that does not work with animals on a day-to-day basis. I work in the communications department and sort of manage all the media relations. So it's my job to share all of the amazing work that everyone is doing, both at the zoo, and we also have some staff people who work around the world. So it's really my job to share all of their amazing work.
So you do not have to clean up, like, rhinoceros poo?
You know, I don't have to clean up poo on the regular basis.
That's no, positive.
They do invite me to come down and
I'm sure they do.
Partake in that. But
that's right. All hands on deck. Anybody want to help?
Yeah. No.
Donna knows. Yeah. Donna knows the taper especially.
Oh my gosh, the taper! And there's a new baby taper at the Minnesota Zoo right now, right, Josh?
Yeah, it's the most adorable thing you'll ever see. It's like a little fuzzy watermelon with legs.
What? And what is the name? Do we have a name for baby taper?
We don't have a name. It is a girl, but we're going to wait a little bit longer to kind of figure out what the personality is. We may even do a public naming contest, so people might even have a hand in selecting the name.
Oh my God, that's exciting. Now,
yeah.
Josh, you traveled to Africa to see firsthand the work that was being done by the zoo to protect the black rhino from extinction. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so working at the Minnesota Zoo, I have the awesome opportunity to travel the world. And so I have been over to Namibia. We have a staff person who lives there every single day of the year and works to, like you were saying, protect and save the desert black rhino, which is critically endangered over there due to poaching and habitat loss and all of that stuff. So being able to go over and experience that firsthand is truly amazing. And like I said, it's my job to come back and share that with people and bring awareness. I actually went to Guatemala a few years before that also and worked with another smaller nonprofit down there who works with animal trafficking. So poaching animals or taking animals from the wild for the illegal pet trade is something that they're trying to fight down there. And so it was my job to go down and basically create a marketing plan for them to recruit new volunteers as well as funding and all of that stuff. So that's a huge part of my job.
How do they get I mean, obviously it's illegal poaching. It just amazes me that still goes on today.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something where, one, there's huge money involved in it. And so I think a lot of people are quite corrupt in some nations that aren't as well established as the United States. And then also, it's huge, vast areas of land that's not inhabited. So it's not like here in the suburbs of Minnesota where there's a house almost every block. It's you go miles and miles and miles and don't see another person. So it's just so vast and arid out there.
We're talking with Josh Lay. He's one of our manuary candidates on Team Donna Steve. How, Josh, can we play a role in helping to save animals other than voting for you in manuary to help out the Minnesota Zoo?
Yeah, absolutely. So actually at the Minnesota Zoo and on our website at mnzoo.org, we have a whole section that just talks about really easy things that people can do to help save wildlife. I think one piece about conservation and wildlife conservation that's really daunting to people is that it seems really overwhelming and that sort of their, you know, day-to-day actions can't make a huge difference. So, you know, sort of like, I can't make a difference. Why would I even try? But there are actually so many things that people can do in their everyday life that makes a huge difference for wildlife. For example, we heard earlier from Matt, which I do have to clear up a rumor that was started on the Jason Alexis show about
me. Yeah. I don't even know what rumor you're talking about, but clear it up.
I do recycle.
No.
Are they starting rumors?
They, you know, those guys, they fight a little dirty.
Yeah. Strategy. Right. Okay. We don't do that.
And I'm great friends with them, so it's all in jest. But I do recycle. But one, that's something that you can do, recycle.
Okay.
You know, we have a huge butterfly program here at the Minnesota Zoo for conservation. And so we have special native plants that you can plant in your backyard. It can be in a pot. It can be a garden. So whether you're on an apartment or you have a huge acre lot, you can plant these special plants that are native to Minnesota to help our pollinators here in the state. So there are so many different things you can do right now for the taper. Sustainable palm oil is a really big issue. And so finding products in the store that use sustainable palm oil is huge to help animals like the tapirs and the tigers out in the wild.
Awesome. Josh Lay is the man that needs your vote today. Go to mytalk1071.com. Click on the vote link. Josh Lay, his charity is the Minnesota Zoo. Josh, thank you for hanging out with us, buddy. Good luck. We'll try to spread the good word.
Sounds great. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Josh.
Bye.
Oh, I love the Minnesota Zoo.
Really good. Really good stuff there. All right, now from manuary to a vigil. that was held. It's time to talk a little food.
Oh, no. Is it?
Yeah, and it's going to get depressing.
Welcome to Donna and Marley's.
Steve.
Can I interest you in some food news today?
Yummy.
Y'all, I'm going to read this as it's written.
Okay.
On Sunday, approximately 100 people gathered in Montgomery, Alabama to hold a candlelight vigil for a Taco Bell that burned down last week.
Oh,
totally get
lovely.
It. Totally get it.
They gathered in the Arby's parking lot next to where the Taco Bell used to stand. They held candles. There was a musical performance, and everyone talked about how the other restaurants in the area could not meet their needs.
What do you mean there was a musical performance? There was a band?
One woman said, quote, Waffle House is open, but if you really want to get full, you've got to have $10. And sometimes they're out of waffles. Taco Bell, they're never out of tortillas.
Mm-hmm.
Touche.
If there was a Taco Bell standing here.
Fortunately, Donna, you insensitive. No one was hurt when the Taco Bell burned down. The owners say that they were overwhelmed by the vigil, and they are planning to rebuild and reopen as soon as possible. Hopefully, they do reopen that Taco Bell soon, though, because they're, even the folks that attended the vigil, they might move on at some point. After the vigil, a lot of people who attended headed into the Arby's to get some food.
We do have some of the musical talent that was at the Taco
Wonderful.
Bell.
Let's hear it. Yeah.
Baja Blast. Baja Blast. Baja Blast.
Wow.
Yeah,
Baja
man.
Baja Blast.
Wow. Baja Blast. You know,
is that a thing?
Oh, my God. It's delicious.
Sorry. All I know is bean burrito. Sue me.
Goodness gracious. It's really something. And I applaud there. That's one restaurant that you would get behind. Because if you have ever had the sweetness that is a grilled stuffed burrito, or you've had the world's best nachos on sale now at Taco Bell, which you can dip into cheese this week, they've got nacho French fries hitting the menu on Thursday. Josh Duhamel had a big minute-long commercial all about it. It looked like a movie trailer. It was for these nacho fries. Taco Bell will have fries, and it starts on Thursday.
I'm going to have to charge you $1,000 for that ad.
Listen, y'all.
Taco Bell!
It comes from my heart.
All right. Anyway. I'm putting you in timeout for now.
What?
Who do you want to put in timeout? Give us a call right now.
That's right. 651-641-1071. After the break, I'm going to put certain drivers in timeout, and I think a lot of you are going to be on my side.
Stick around for that and give us a call. 651-641-1071. We'll be right back. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk. Good morning. Who needs a timeout? Who was naughty? Give us a call at 651-641-1071. We'll discuss.
You've been a naughty boy.
You've been bad.
I might have to put you on timeout.
I think somebody needs a timeout.
You're going into a timeout.
I might have to put you on timeout.
Time for Donna and Steve to put somebody in timeout.
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 Timeout. Timeout. Woo. I might have to put you on timeout.
All right, listen up. You're driving a four-wheel drive car right now, or you're in a truck.
Yeah.
Or you're driving a semi.
You bully.
Or a big rig. Congratulations. Okay, I get it. You can grip the road. But could you just pipe down a little bit? I'm putting you in timeout. After last night's commute, I'm putting you in timeout. Listen, I get it. You got a big truck, and that's fun, and that is cool, and you should tow things. But you should slow down a little bit. The rest of us, maybe in like, you know, crossover SUVs, there are people out there in sedans, people out there who don't have great tires. Again, congratulations, you did it right. But you have to understand, when you drive fast, you are not controlling how other people are driving. So somebody might do a little fishtailing. And guess what happens? If they fishtail and lose control because you're being the boss hoss going at 40 when everybody else is going at 20, what are your chances of stopping? They're not high. They're not good. Ice is the great equalizer, my friends. And when you come barreling down trying to just prove, I can't believe these guys are driving slow. You know what else I'm sick of? People saying, oh, come on, it's snow. We live in Minnesota. Yeah, no. It messes up the roads really, really bad.
Real
especially
bad.
When it dumps like it did yesterday. And then it's tricky to drive. And by the way, not everybody has great tires. I just happen to get new tires put on. But even so, One point, I was driving about 25, maybe 30 miles an hour near Eden Prairie on 212, two hands on the wheel like a nerd. And I just slightly moved the wheel. I guess I caught a piece of ice.
Yep.
And that little correction on my wheel, I went sideways to the left, started going into the lane. I thought, oh, crud.
Yep.
And I came back, drove off into the shoulder, managed my way back on. And guess what? I had people who were driving slow and giving good distance. But then not too long later, some truck comes barreling by me. Then some 18-wheeler comes barreling by me. I thought, well, good thing I didn't fishtail in front of them, because then they would have like plowed right into me. So if you're in a four-wheel drive, or a truck, or a big rig, or a semi, congratulations, you earned a timeout. Slow down!
I agree. You know that exit to get off on 280 when you're on 94?
Yeah.
So you have to be in the left lane because it's a left exit.
Right.
Well, I was in the left lane this morning, huge truck behind me. Creeping. Now you're tailgating. I'm like, I'm sorry. I can't go any faster. There's a lot of snow on the ground in that left lane.
Yeah, and I'm not about to be the person who figures out if there is still a layer of ice underneath this snow.
Correct.
You know
and
what I'm
it's
saying?
Slushy because, you know, the plow can't get every last bit.
Right.
So same thing happened. And it's like you could see the frustration on the guy. It's like, yeah, again, congratulations. But please be kind.
No kidding.
Right.
And by the way, the left lane is not a passing lane. On a snowstorm day yesterday or even this morning's commute, I'm just the road is the road at that point, friends. And I'm trying to go where I can see some pavement. So if that's the left lane and the right lane is totally filled with snow, I'm going to be in the left lane and I'm going to go whatever speed I want. Okay?
Okay. You're going to be all right.
Yeah, but they're going to be in timeout. Four-wheel drivers.
All right. If you want to put someone in timeout right now, 651-641-1071, we'd be happy to hear who was naughty.
And your commute yesterday, you said that you experienced some stuff that you've never seen before.
Oh, my gosh. It was horrifying. So the highways were not great, you know, because snow was falling like, you know, an inch an hour.
Yeah,
so it was really bad. But at some point when I was on the highway, I was like, oh, I'm going to take the back road home to avoid all this traffic.
Yeah.
Boy, was that dumb.
Oh.
I get, you know where the ski jump is over on West, is that East Bush Lake Road?
Yes.
Well, there's a hill, you know, on the road driving. I started to see people turning around in the middle of the road coming back down. And I was like, wow, I wonder what's going on up there. As I'm going up there, people are stuck. They can't get traction, so they're spinning around. And then I try to go around them, and then I start spinning around. My wheel starts spinning. I've never seen anything like that. There had to be at least 7-8 cars.
You know, it took me
doing that.
It was nearly 2 hours to get from work here on the border of St. Paul, Minneapolis, back to Chaska. And then one of my coworkers who lives in Cottage Grove, Kelly Hansen, she said it took her 3 hours.
Ugh.
3 hours to get
home. Wow.
I mean, that was a bear.
Could have gone to the cabin.
Hey, what? It's true.
I know.
You got to get a close cabin, by the way. If you're going to do a cabin, you got to get a close cabin.
You got to be 2 hours or less.
2 hours or less. I think that's a good cap.
210, 215, that's max.
But if you can get an hour to an hour and 30 minutes.
It's what about half the fun's the road trip.
You will grow out of that, young one.
You will.
You too.
You're not even fully grown yet. How old are you?
24. You know this. Stop asking me.
Just barely.
Stop asking.
Besides your enlarged heart, other parts of you will still grow, Ryan.
That's good.
Yeah.
We do have a caller on the line. In the meantime, I have to tell you there was a story. I'm going to put the people in charge of this plane on timeout. Did you hear about this heavy ball of ice that landed in a wheat field in a village in India?
I did not hear about
this. Okay, so some villagers reportedly took pieces of this object home and they stored it in their fridges. They believed it was possibly a valuable meteorite.
Oh.
However, experts are saying that they strongly suspect that that ball of ice was frozen excrement and... No. Coming from an aircraft.
They freeze it.
No, I think it just got frozen.
Just because of the altitude.
Yes.
And then but frozen.
And then it fell.
Crud.
So all these people were like, you know, praying to this piece of ice. And it just turned out that it was frozen.
By the way, update on timeout. Email just coming in to the show.
Ready.
This from Diette. Diette, hope I'm saying your name right. Diette says... In response to me putting four-wheel drives in timeout, I'm putting the tuna can cars in timeout. I drive a four-wheel drive truck and can't stand the little cars that can't move in the snow. Yes, I was passing the little speck cars. Get off the road. This is Minnesota. Get something that can drive in snow or don't drive. Hey,
Diet, not everybody Diet, can afford what you're driving.
And we love you, Diet, but you just earned yourself an extra 5 minutes in timeout. And this time, think about it, okay?
And you have to wear the cone of shame also.
That's right. Be the hero, Diet. Yeah, be the Diet, hero that whenever you see a car that's struggling, then you say, hey, can I help you out? You know, I hope you're helping tow some people out of big snow situations. Use the power for good.
Yeah. I didn't stop for anybody.
Yeah, me neither. I was just trying to get home.
I know.
Also, I stopped.
But I didn't have the, I wasn't equipped to help.
Yeah. It was such a long ride home. I called my wife right before I got home and said, hey, did you have dinner ready? Because I don't want to, no. And I was asking because I said, I want to stop at McDonald's, but I don't want to do that if you have been working on a dinner. We were going to do chili leftovers.
Oh,
she
sure.
said, I got chili waiting for you.
Oh, she's
from
sweet.
Leftovers. And I said, well, you know what? I just want to make a bad decision right now because it's been a long day and I want the sweet nectar that is McDonald's. Bam. In my pie hole.
You went to McDonald's when she made dinner?
She made dinner the night before. So the
okay.
leftover chili.
Gotcha.
I said, I'll have chili here for lunch today.
Right.
Anyways,
all
hope
right.
everybody got home safe
Definitely.
Yesterday. Diet, we love you. Everybody in four-wheel drives, we love you. Just remember us little ones.
Yeah.
Go a little slow around us, all right?
We're scared. Help
yeah,
us.
We're nervous.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk to another one of our contestants in Mr. Manuary 2018. His name is Ross, and he's playing for a very outstanding charity.